Now say, Chatillon, what would France with us?
Thus, after greeting, speaks the King of France in my behavior to the Majesty, the borrowed Majesty of England here.
A strange beginning, borrowed Majesty.
Silence, good mother. Hear the embassy.
Philip of France, in right and true behalf of thy deceased brother Geoffrey's son, Arthur Plantagenet, lays most lawful claim to this fair island and the territories, to Ireland, Poitiers, Anjou, Touraine, Maine, desiring thee to lay aside the sword which sways usurpingly these several titles, and put the same into young Arthur's hand, thy nephew and right royal sovereign.
What follows if we disallow of this?
The proud control of fierce and bloody war, to enforce these rights so forcibly withheld.
Here have we war for war, and blood for blood, controlment for control. So answer, France.
Then take my king's defiance from my mouth, the farthest limit of my embassy.
Bear mine to him, and so depart in peace. Be thou as lightning in the eyes of France, for ere thou canst report, I will be there. The thunder of my cannon shall be heard. So hence, be thou the trumpet of our wrath and sullen presage of your own decay. An honorable conduct let him have. Pembroke, look to it. Farewell, Chatillon.
What now, my son? Have I not ever said how that ambitious Constance would not cease till she had kindled France and all the world upon the right and party of her son? This might have been prevented and made whole with very easy arguments of love, which now the manage of two kingdoms must with fearful bloody issue arbitrate.
Our strong possession and our right for us.
Your strong possession much more than your right, or else it must go wrong with you and me. So much my conscience whispers in your ear, which none but heaven and you and I shall hear.
My liege, here is the strangest controversy come from the country to be judged by you, that e'er I heard. Shall I produce the men?
Let them approach. Our abbeys and our priories shall pay this expedition's charge. What men are you?
Your faithful subject, I, a gentleman, born in Northamptonshire, and eldest son, as I suppose, to Robert Falconbridge, a soldier, by the honor-giving hand of Coeur de Lion knighted in the field.
What art thou?
The son and heir to that same Falconbridge.
Is that the elder? And art thou the heir? You came not of one mother, then, it seems.
Most certain of one mother, mighty king. That is well known. And, as I think, one father. But for the certain knowledge of that truth, I put you to heaven and to my mother. Of that I doubt, as all men's children may.
Out on thee, rude man. Thou must shame thy mother, and wound her honour with this diffidence.
Aye, madam. No, I have no reason for it. That is my brother's plea, and none of mine. The which, if he can prove, pops me out at least from fair £500 a year. Heaven guard my mother's honour. And my land.
Good blunt fellow. Why, being younger born, does he lay claim to thine inheritance?
I know not why, except to get the land. But once he slandered me with bastardy. Now, where I be as true begot or no, that still I lay upon my mother's head. But that I am as well begot, my liege. Fair fall the bones that took the pains for me. Compare our faces and bejudge yourself. If old Sir Robert did beget us both, and were our father, and this son like him...